Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of July 24th, 2014. This is Chair Margie Wilkinson, and I will be asking Tony Norman to chair the meeting tonight. Tony, I turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you. As I understand it, it's a continuation meeting of our reviewing the bylaws. We've already approved the agenda. Can we ask the secretary to call the roll?
Yes, I'm here. Brian Edward Seegers.
Here.
Okay, Louise Wander.
Here.
Janet Tobin.
Present.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Presente.
Lydia Bevon.
Here.
Jim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here, I'm here.
Adriana Casanez.
Here.
Frank Lamb.
Here.
George Ryder. Richard Udell.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Janet Coleman.
Here.
Green Roberts is present. Manager Sabra.
Present.
Here.
Benito Diaz.
Present.
Lizette King.
I'm here.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Tony Norman.
Present.
Janice Lane Weert.
Janice, she asked for an excused absence.
Right.
Because she had a prior conflict.
That's right.
Thank you, Margie. George Ryder. We have chair. I'm sorry. We have quorum, Vice Chair.
Okay. We have a request for an excuse.
Can I just say something here?
We have a...
Can I say something, please?
Ms. King, you have a point of order, or...
Point of order, yes. That's right.
Yes, what's your point of order?
Good. And I hope it goes on the record. You shouldn't be in that chair. You are a fraud, and I'm out. Good night.
Okay, we have a request for an excused absence by Janice. Is there any objection to excusing her absence? Without objection, we excuse her absence is excused. As I stated, we approved the agenda as amended by Lydia, and we were debating and reviewing amendments to the bylaws. As I recall, we stopped on bylaw number 6 as amended, which is reduced affiliate directors by 1. And we have 15 minutes on this item. Would the sponsor like to motivate this?
Well, this is Lydia.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll motivate it. If I may, while I'm driving, if you can hear me. So the main thing is that several things. number one is that we have in all of the proposals, first of all, to reduce the PMB now and in the past 3 years, it maintains the same number of affiliate directors. At KPFK, that is largely why the KPFK delegates from both sides, not just one side, have voted it down, is because if you reduce the size of the PMB, the only class that is...
We can't hear you anymore, Lydia. Did you accidentally mute or something?
Oh, no, I'll take my Bluetooth off.
I can hear you.
I'm sorry. Is someone willing to take the time?
Is anyone there?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Is there anyone who wishes to keep the time?
Is anyone on the call?
Hello?
Yes, everyone.
Okay, I'm hanging up to call back in. I can't hear anything.
Hello? Is everyone here?
Yeah, I am.
Do we have anyone who's going to volunteer to keep the time? Do we have a timekeeper? Hello? Can everybody hear me?
Okay. Yes. Tony, this is Margie. I'll keep time.
Okay. We have 15 minutes on this item. Lydia, you were motivating your amendment?
Yes. Well, first of all, this is not an amendment to do away with affiliates. That's the argument I've seen on the online all day, and it has nothing to do with that. This is strictly about reducing the size of the PMB and any of the proposals that reduce it. If you do not reduce the number of affiliates, then you increase their presence on the board, in effect. It's just automatic to do that, for one thing. And that has been the reason that other proposals, not the one that I've been proposing, but the other one that we will also be dealing with tonight, failed here from members of both sides. So that's one reason. But the other reason is that
That's your opinion, right?
Should we not let me interrupt her?
No.
Stand to go on the stack. Just let her finish motivating.
No, I'm saying that that's what the votes were previously when that amendment came up. Then, the other issue is that they don't have the same to lose. Their station is not going to be sold by their vote. Their vote doesn't have the same consequences as those of us that are on the station. And we have to come up with contingency plans and all kinds of things for which, as valuable as they are to the foundation, this has nothing to do with the value of the affiliates. We're strictly speaking about the presence on the national board. And they don't have any skin in the game, as it were. And so, anyway, so that's kind of my motivation. And in fact, when the original bylaws were passed, they were not even included as being members of committees. So we've allowed it.
Lydia,
we allowed it.
Time is
up. And I allowed it this week. Okay.
We have a stack.
I'm going to be driving, by the way. So.
You have a stack. Anyone wish to speak either for or against this amendment? Calling again.
Tony, this is Heather. I'm going to speak against it.
Tim, I'd like to speak, but I want somebody else to go first because...
Well, we got Heather first, then we got Kim. Heather, you're on.
Thank you, Tony. As you all know, Janice and I sent out a notice to the board today, or yesterday, I guess it was, about the affiliate representation on the PNB. I just can't stress how important the whole concept of and representation of community radio is in the United States, much less on the Pacifica National Board. The affiliate program is so incredibly huge. I don't know if you all are aware of the fact that there are some 180 radio stations, community radio stations, that are associated with Pacifica. It's massive. It represents a huge audience. Some people think that the stations are very small. There are some that are small, but there are some that are incredibly significant and larger than some of the Pacifica stations themselves. So, and it includes not only stations in the United States, but also internationally, in Europe, Canada, in the Virgin Islands. To not be cognizant of the fact that the Pacifica affiliate program is important to Pacifica in terms of promoting the Pacifica program, to give it legitimacy in the community radio station in the United States and internationally, is really a mistake on the part of the Pacifica National Board. To reduce the representation,
Heather, your time
is a considerable mistake. So I'm speaking against the motion. I'm hoping that the board will not do this.
I want to speak against it, too. Can I? Am I too late, Janet? Please?
Next person we had was Kim, and then we got Janet.
I want to speak against it, yeah.
Kim?
All right. First, I have to, give a different interpretation of Livia's memory of the votes at KPFK, all of which were completely factional against making the size of the PNB smaller. And her reason for getting her faction to vote against it was it would remove diversity. So that is exactly what he is doing now with the affiliates, which has far more diversity than any of our stations, or the board, quite frankly. So And I don't see how this, yes, she's also mischaracterizing it as we think it is reducing the affiliates. We know it's not reducing the affiliates, but without their representatives, without their proxies on the board, they do have less representation, less input and feedback. What I see the affiliates, I mean, there are many pluses to it. Besides, they bring in more money. They have brought in more money to Pacifica than WBAI and PFW for the last several years. So let's not dismiss that they are not a very important part of our operating budget. And I forgot. Where was I? I lost my train.
Okay.
Yeah, how much more time do I have, Margie?
You're out of time, actually.
Okay.
Janet.
At any rate, I hope we do not. I hope we do not support this. I mean,
Janet.
We
Carolyn,
do not
on the
support
set.
This.
Janet,
point of information.
Janet,
point of information, please.
Yeah, Hank, what's your point of information?
This is Richard. There was something said about the affiliates weren't on there in the beginning. When the Constitution came on, weren't slaves and women not part of the thing either?
Lydia, you want to address that?
Of course not. You don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say they weren't in the beginning.
And Carolyn said
Benito.
I've got Janet, Carolyn, and Benito. Janet.
Can people
hear? All right, let me talk about a little about the affiliates. Which, you know, and I'll be like Hillary Clinton. I think that I had a more narrow view of how important these affiliates were to the success and to the proliferation of the Pacifica Mission. They're doing it. They're really involved in their communities. They have thought of ways to raise money that we haven't done because we're like a big, you know, beach whale that can't agree about anything. They have independently in each of their little stations, and not that little, have made extreme progress. And extreme, grassroots investigation of radio. And to put them out at this time when we are so laggard and behind in our use of the current technological tools, we're like a joke. To not, bring in as much of this air as we possibly can, you know. I mean, to say otherwise is just to say, oh, we want to wear our, you know, white wigs and little collars that say we're the Pacifica board, you know, and we're going to decide. Come on. Let some life in.
Carolyn.
Thank you. I also want to speak against this amendment, but is there no one else speaking for it? I guess
no.
Okay.
Brian would like to speak for it.
Tony, what do you want to do?
well, we'll go with Brian. You said you want to speak for it, and then we'll go with Carol.
All right.
And Dream would like to speak also.
Dream, that's the Benito.
Brian? Also, right, exactly.
Lines to the stack, please.
I'd just like to point out that we have about 7 minutes left of our 15 minutes on this item.
Okay.
All right, everybody talk
back. In about a minute and a half. Brian?
I think our affiliates program is wonderful. We're not talking about our affiliates program. We're talking about how many seats are on the board. My experience in the past 2 years that I've been on this board is that there's almost no interest from our affiliate stations in selling those seats on the board. So that to see candidates for this year, we had two candidates for two seats. That's not a representative election. That's signing up to serve. And it means we effectively have no control over who's representing our affiliates. And, you know, who did we wind up with? We wound up with one director in that position who used her position to sign a contract on behalf of the foundation that she was not authorized to sign, and then sue the foundation to try to enforce it. If we can't do better than that with our board members, we're in trouble. So I would like us to reduce the number of seats so that we actually have a choice when we are appointing next year's affiliate directors.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, Jim, what's your point?
I hope Heather will have a chance to retract what Brian said because...
Point of order.
There is no
point of order.
Is next, please.
Point of order is next,
please.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of order?
You can't make a point of personal privilege for someone else. Can we move on with the meeting?
Okay, Carolyn, you're next on the stack.
I need John. I would ask...
I've been waiting...
Carolyn is next.
Point of order, please.
I would
like to ask for extension of time. They said the time is finishing and we have a number of people on the sack, and I'd like to be on the sack on this, and for we need extension, and I propose 15 minutes extension.
I second.
And seconded, proposed 15 minute extension. No debate on this. It would require a two-thirds vote. Madam Chair, you want to call the roll and extend your time to 15 minutes.
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection?
Objection.
Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
I'm sorry, how much time is being proposed?
15 minutes.
Okay, thanks. Brian Edwards-Tiegert?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Colburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Rodrigo Andetta?
No.
Lydia Breton?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
No.
Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
George Ryder? No, George. Ricky Jindal.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Jenna Coleman.
Yes.
Doreen Bolton, Manager Sabah.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Abstain.
Did you call me, Doreen?
I did.
Yeah, but, no.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
One moment, please.
This is Janet Kay. Whoever has the radio on, would they please mute?
Would everyone mute their phones?
Chair, the vote is 873. How do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain. Motion failed. Okay, next person on the stack is Carolyn. You want to hurry up, Carolyn?
Thank you, yes. Brian is incorrect on several points. One is that the two candidates were arrived at by the affiliates in a manner that was, I believe, described by the bylaws. So it's not that we were limited to a limited choice. The affiliates themselves offered up two candidates. His characterization of one of the candidates' actions from the prior board is totally incorrect. She was chosen by the board to complete that contract and get it signed, and she did so. And she did it in a perfectly legal way. And I think that this has been adjudicated and explained before, and I'd like to have the official explanation that Heather Gray put out spread far and wide to counter this really scurrilous attack. I can't help but think that one reason the affiliates are being reduced, or the attempt is being made to reduce them, is that they were in fact so effective and so good. They put some of us to shame as stalwart Pacifica supporters and members. Right. They did an excellent job, and I think they were going to be punished for it. So I wish you would think twice about setting such a terrible example to our affiliates who really are Pacifica out there where we do not reach. Thank you.
Hey, Benita.
Okay, I have a question I'd like to ask to the promoter, I mean the people who are against, and especially Heather, and then I would like to make a statement. So my question is, how often do you and Janice meet with these affiliates? When was the last time you met with the body of the affiliates? In what form? What form of meeting was it? And how do, in general, how do you represent? What means do you use to represent these 180 stations?
Heather, did you want to respond to that?
Yes, I thank you. Thank you for the question, Benito. Okay, both Janice and I come from community radio stations, right? I come from Atlanta. So the communication that goes on in the affiliates actually is through, one, is the Grassroots Radio Conference listserv, where there's a lot of information that goes on between the various community radio stations. The other thing is that with the affiliate program, we have Ursa Rutenberg, who's the coordinator of the affiliate. So we do a lot of the communication through that as well. There's also the Pacifica Announced program that that provides information about various programs that are coming out of the various affiliate stations that are put on. I don't know if you're familiar with AudioPort, which is one of the wonderful things that Pacifica has created. In other words, there's quite a network of communication that goes on between all the affiliate stations. And one of the things that we're trying to do right now is to expand our communication also and information through the website that we have, the PacificaNetwork.org network. And we're wanting to actually add more content to that. As you might or might not know, there's a Grassroots Radio Conference taking place in August this year, August 14th through the 17th, where there will be, it's the 2014 Grassroots Radio Conference, and this will be an opportunity for all of the various affiliate stations and other community radio stations to come together. It doesn't take place every year.
Heather, I'm sorry. Now
my time is up, Mark.
Yeah, your time is up. Benito's time is up.
That's fine.
And we're past the point where we're at the end of our 15 minutes. We're actually 17 minutes.
Okay.
Can I just make my statement?
I propose another extension for about 10 minutes now.
I'm sorry, we're out of order. We're out of time, so we have to go to the vote. We're going to
vote. I didn't get to make my statement.
Well, we're out of time. We have to, under the rules, we have to go to the vote now. We have to cite what the amendment is.
I appreciate what you're saying, Tony, but I mean, I prefaced my words by saying that I wanted to ask a question so that I could make a statement, and I didn't get a chance to do that.
Objection.
You know, I think I should be allowed to do that if only for 30 seconds or something.
And Heather,
I'm hearing some objection. Normally, if it wasn't any objection, I think I'm hearing some objection from the body for that.
And Heather didn't finish her statements, her response to you.
We're going to have to go to the vote. I would normally grant that, but I hear objections from the in the audience. But we have to go to the vote. This is the amendment on the reducing the affiliate by one. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll? We require 12 affirmative votes to pass this amendment.
Brian Evans Peter.
Yes.
Jose Luis Wendez.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman. Lawrence Reyes.
Sorry, no.
I pass.
Ivana Campanese.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
No.
George, are you here? Richard Uzel.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
Serene passes. Manager Sabah.
No.
Jim Sabah.
No.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
No.
Lawrence, you pass.
I vote yes.
Janet Coleman, I didn't hear you.
No, it would be reactionary if I voted otherwise. Please put into the records if that's what I think an otherwise voted. Just pointing out to the public.
Three abstains. One moment, please. Chair, I have 981. I'd like to repeat the yeses.
Okay, could you repeat those?
The yeses and the noes. Okay, so yes, I have Brian Edith-Sigo, Jose Luis Fuentes, Margie Wilkinson, Rodrigo Argueta, Lydia Bazan, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana Casanes, Benito Diaz, and Heather. There you are. You're in the wrong column. So the vote should be 891.
8-9-1.
That's correct.
So I'm not voting, so it doesn't make a difference anyway. But the amendment fails. The next amendment is to reduce the size of the T&B equilaterally. Who is the sponsor of this? Who'd like to motivate this and sponsor this amendment?
Excuse me, Tony. How much time do we have? I don't have an agenda.
Yeah, 15 minutes on this.
Thank you.
Who's the sponsor of this? Who are one of the supporters of this? Hello? Is there a supporter who wants to motivate this amendment? Is there anyone who wants to motivate this amendment?
Janet Kay, please, point of information.
Yes, what's your point of information?
I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong list, but I thought the next one was, I thought that the one that you're talking about is number 11 and not
but
the one.
It's number 7 on the amendment. When we amended the agenda with the Lydia's amendment, it's listed as number 7. I don't know if you received that.
Chair?
Yes,
I can tell you who the endorsers were. It seems no one remembers. Carolyn Burton, Janet Coleman, Janice Lane Ewart, Heather Gray, Kim Kaufman, and Richard Uzel. At least 5 of those people are on the call.
Is any one of those who
can
want to go with
those names, please?
Burton, Coleman, Gray, Kaufman. Uzel.
What do you want us to do?
Who wants to motivate this amendment?
Oh, this is Kim. I thought this was the other one where it eliminated it unequally.
No, this is the equal elimination.
All right. Well, this is a way to make the. This is for the PNB, right, or the LSB? Because there's one for the LSB and one for the PNB.
This is for the PNB.
Okay. This is a way to make it smaller while still maintaining the ratios at all the stations and make the PNB smaller coming from each station. I think it'll be more manageable. I think there'll be less factionalism. I think it'll lead to more productive work, and this is the one that that Lydia got her faction to vote against, based on
the member to order, Mr. Chair,
lowering diversity. This is she referred to it. She said this is the one that both factions voted against. This is the one factional votes based on. That it will take away diversity. And if it will not take away diversity, it will just take away people who...
Okay, we have a point of information, Janet.
Yeah, if this is a... So what constitutes, in this case, diversity? I mean, we really have to have a definition of it, because otherwise it's a runaway train.
I don't know why it doesn't make sense.
Let's have a definition of what diversity
is. Point of order.
Three? What's the point of order?
No, it's not a privilege. It's not a point of information.
Let's not all talk at once. I think she had, it was a legitimate point of,
What is her point of order? You better repeat it.
So, Kim, you want to address that? You're the motivator, the most want to address what is the definition of diversity?
I don't think it has anything to do with diversity. I'm just saying that that's a history. When Libby said this vote was voted on by
members of the body.
Let's not talk all at once. We have a point of order. I'm going to rule on that point of order. Could we speak to the merits of the motion and try not to get into what individual personal names? So can we continue to motivate speaking the merits of the motion on the amendment? Who is that for personal privilege?
Lydia. She keeps invoking my name falsely.
Lydia, what's your point of personal privilege?
Point of personal privilege is that was not my argument about this amendment. I don't know where she gets this from. Fortunately, our meetings are posted on KPFTX. That was not a motivation about lobbying against this motion in the past. I mean, I was just in other forms, but, you know, she's just out and out disinforming the listeners. So,
okay,
that's not my argument at the moment. But I do want to be on the vote for other issues.
Okay, Kim, you want to conclude your motivation for the motion, or have you finished?
This is it's pretty straightforward to eliminate them equally and make the PMB more manageable.
Carolyn, on the point of information, please.
Yes, what's your point of information, Carolyn?
Could someone read the motion, or at least repeat the gist of it?
Someone has a motion.
Thank you.
The acting language of the motion in front of them. Kim?
I don't. That's
Does anyone have the actual language of the motion, Madam Secretary?
I'm sorry, what is the request?
The language of the actual amendment.
Oh, no, it's really long, and I think that every person has it. It's on Pacifica.org. Anyone who has not received any version of the many times I've sent it out can go there and read it.
People listening on the stream do not have it.
Please read the motion.
It's
a point of inquiry. Does anybody have the motion in front of them? To say
bring it up. I'm getting it.
Secretary. Brian, did you say you have it?
Yes.
Could you quickly read it? Could you please read? I think it would be helpful for the stream to have the actual language of the motion.
It's 2.5 pages long. My word count puts it at 1,200 words. At the average human reading speed, that would take 8 minutes.
Well, can anyone sum up here? I mean, if we read it, it would take up a lot of our time with the 15 minutes we have there.
What it does is it reduces the number of directors coming from each station from 4 to 3, and it eliminates the distinction between staff directors and listener directors. They're all elected from the same pool.
And they remove
the affiliate directors untouched.
Okay.
But it removes the at-large.
We've already removed that, haven't we?
No, we haven't.
No, this doesn't address the at-large.
Yes, it does.
I have a point of information, please.
Yes, yes. Lorraine, what's your point of information?
And it may be a parliamentary inquiry, but it is still a question. This amendment proposes a board of 17, cutting out any guaranteed staff representation, cutting out, assuming that there is no at-large director. The amendment to remove the at-large director from consideration has already failed. It failed last week. So that even if parts of this were to, even if this were to pass, and I sincerely hope it would not.
Janet, say point of order.
Speaking, we would be looking at a board of 18. So my question is, can we even still vote on this amendment that quotes that specifies a membership of 17 for the PNB, since we have not eliminated the at-large seat.
Well, hopefully someone can address that during that. We'll go back to the stack. Janet Kay, you had a point of order?
Well, actually, I have the rationale and description of the bylaws amendment proposal right in front of me. I could just read it rather than relying on different people's interpretations. May I just read it?
Is it concise and brief?
Yes, yes.
Sure. Could you go ahead and read it?
Okay, it says, each station's delegate assembly would elect 3 rather than 4 directors to the PNB. The PNB would continue to elect the 2 affiliate directors. This would give 5 times 3 plus 2 equals 17 directors. At-large directors, of which there are none, would be removed from the bylaws. In addition, to keep from having the staff representation increase more proportionally on the smaller PNB, and to allow each delegate assembly more flexibility in choosing who they feel are the best reps for their station for the PNB. This amendment would do away with having a specific number of staff and listener reps on the PNB. Done.
Okay, the next person I have in stack is Lydia. Anybody else for the stack?
Yeah, I want to go on the stack.
Yes,
Janet.
I need to.
Janet,
Serene. Excuse me, Tony. You have 5 minutes left on this item.
Okay, Lydia, if everybody gets 1 minute, maybe we can get to everybody. We've got Lydia, Janet, Benito, and Serene. Lydia.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. So, Serene made my point, of course, is that the same people who are sponsoring this are the ones that voted against removing the at-large. And if you have the amendment in front of you, it's right above their sponsoring name, that portion of it. But Janet Cage just read it again. And so for the same reasons, the problem here is not reducing the board proportionately, but my main point was that at-large point, is that we will see who voted against removing the at-large and now who will vote in favor of removing the at-large because it's in the context of something that someone wrote. But anyway, I am in favor of reducing the board, and if this amendment did also reduce an affiliate director so that it would be fair since you're already reducing from each of the classes, I would vote for this if that were part of it. It's not my favorite way to go. I prefer the proportional one that's coming up. However, I do think that it would be prudent to reduce the size of the PNB, and I do think that there is a mechanism by which to do it. But I won't do it when it reduces every class except the affiliate directors. Not the affiliates. Let me underscore that. You know, Pacifica has hired a full-time affiliate staff person that has helped all the affiliates grow. So it's not like we don't have a great deal of appreciation for that, but it is the inequity of reducing every other kind of representation of the stations within Pacifica and not doing it fairly. However, again, I would still vote for this if we were to reduce an affiliate director, which we didn't this bylaw cycle, and the at-large, of course. But
okay,
I'm voting no.
Who's next?
Janet.
Yeah, well, my feeling about this is that the more you reduce the representatives to the Pacifica Foundation, the less grassroots voices and means of expression you are ever going to receive on behalf of them to express through your job as a lowly PNB director representing supposedly thousands and thousands of listeners. And we have, we're obliged in their behalf. So, I don't know. To me, it's very obvious. I do not think you shrink the board. Few people can neaten up the very raggedy
dissent that we have among us and that we have in terms of the regular society. I don't know why a small little group of people should make all the decisions for this organization that has fought so hard and depended on the, you know, some financial support of individuals. Small money from a lot of individuals. And that's the way it's going to work.
Okay, Benito.
Okay, well, you know, I would prefer not to have to reduce the size of the PMB, but the bottom line is that we are short of money, as Hank always reminds us, and we have to find ways how to reduce costs, you know, every way we can. So point number one. Point number two, as Lydia was basically saying, effectively what this thing does is that it, whereas it is reducing the directors from the five stations, it is increasing the representation from the affiliates. That's the effect. And a few minutes ago, I asked Heather to explain how she and Janice meet, how often do they meet, and how do they represent these affiliates. She ran a number of things to me, but she never at once, not for 1 minute, did she ever mention the word meeting. So in other words, these two affiliates, which this, these two affiliate representatives, which this motion or amendment would increase, whose representation it would increase, do not have any democratic relationship with the people that they are supposed to represent. So, to me, this is insane.
Point of
and
order.
Last
point
time
of
I
order.
Checked,
yeah.
I have the floor.
Yeah, but I want to put a point of
order. I have the floor.
You're just saying stuff that's incorrect.
We have to entertain a point of order. Janet, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that they are representatives of the affiliate stations that have selected them.
I'm sorry, Janet, that's not a point of order.
We have affiliate meetings. It's a committee.
I'm sorry, Janet, that's not a point of order. Janet, that's not a point of order.
It's a committee, and they meet with each other.
Okay,
and they
Janet.
Talk all the time, and they have agendas.
Janet, you're out of order, okay? Benito,
so just to close, the bottom line is, unlike the person that just interrupted, Heather did not in any way mention anything about these two affiliate representatives meeting with their constituents. So to me, if you put that together with the fact that the effect of this amendment is to increase their representation, then the bottom line is that this is an anti-democratic move.
Point of information.
An anti-democratic amendment.
Point of information.
Case closed.
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
To this
Janet, what's your point of information?
Chair, the time on this item is up.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
I'm
really.
Sorry. Our time is up. We have
it's
to go to the vote.
Amazing how Benito knows that stuff.
Okay, our time
without
is up.
Without even consulting with his...
Okay, our time is up. This is the amendment to reduce the size of the PNB. It requires 12 affirmative votes. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Brian Edwards-Teager.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta? Lydia Bregan?
No.
Rodrigo, was that you?
No.
Okay, thank you. Kim Kaufman? Lawrence Reyes?
Wait, sorry, I was on mute. Yes.
Yes, on Kim, no on Lawrence. Adriana Casanez. Adriana.
No.
Thank
no.
you. Gotcha. Hank Lam.
No.
George Ryder. Richard Udell. Carolyn Burton.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Bruno Robert George. No. Marie-Jean Sabin.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Heather Gray. Heather Gray. Richard Giselle. One moment.
Serena, I'm sorry. My phone was muted. I'm saying yes. Sorry.
Okay.
And this is Richard. I'm abstaining.
Okay. I have 5-10-3. May I repeat the no's?
Yes.
I have Margie Wilkinson, Rodrigo, Agueta, Lydia Berzon, Kim Kaufman. How did you vote, Kim?
Sorry, I voted yes.
Correct?
Okay, I voted thanks. Yes in the affirmative.
6-9-3, Chair.
6-9-3. That's the amendment failed. Chair's not voting. Amendment fails. The next amendment we have is number 8, update notice requirements. Is there anyone who wants to motivate this amendment or would like to read it if it's short?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not inside my house yet, so if someone can read it. I think that was mine. If someone can tell me, there were two notice amendments. Is this the one who's, am I one of the sponsors on it?
Let me see.
Serene, do you have that amendment in front of you, or?
One moment, sorry. I sent this all out to all you guys, you know.
Yep.
Paging down.
A point of information, please.
Yes, Manager, what's your point of information?
I'm not clear how the vote went and how it could be.
You have to have 12.
Because I think the vote was different. 10-3 doesn't make sense.
10-6.
10-6. I apologize. I apologize. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone have the amendment in front of them that they could read it?
Chair? Well, I think there's a problem. There's some confusion. There are actually two meetings with regard to meeting notices. The one that is next is the one from Burton, Coleman, Gray, Kaufman, Yuzel about changing the requirements for public notice. That's not Lydia's motion, so it's...
Okay. Does anyone of those individuals want to motivate and read this their update notice requirements? Doreen, could you read those names again?
Burton, Yuzel, Coleman, Hoffman, Gray.
Do any of you all want to motivate this amendment?
This is Kim. I can read a summary of it. This bylaws change brings meeting notice language into compliance with Section 396K4 of the Communications Act. It amends four sections of the bylaws to bring them into compliance with Section 396K4 of the Communications Act. The amendment involves changing in each of the bylaws, sections in the bylaws, all of which involve notice requirements. We'd have to look at Article 3, Section B, Section 9, Article 6, Section 4, Article 7, Section 6D. This is different than, there's another similar one. But this is what the goal is, to make it in compliance with the Communications Act.
We
have 10 minutes on this item. Lydia, you're on the stack. Anybody else?
Okay, so...
Benito.
Okay, so... So here's my objection, is that this is something that we need a written opinion, not hearsay from Mr. Krigler, but a written opinion on this. Here's my issue with this, is that the various moving parts of, and by the way, I totally agree we have to change our notice requirements. I voted against these at the time because they were clearly not going to be keep us in compliance. So that it does need to be revamped. However, there's a key portion of the Communications Act, which is, let me read it to you, and it is under interpretation section 397.5 of the Act, or actually before that, this is it. And number two, under reasonable notice to the public, because notice should be directed toward those individuals who could be reasonably expected to have an interest in attending the meeting. Notice should also be given in a manner that could be expected to reach such individuals. Posting something minimally on a website does not meet that requirement, and CPB would absolutely not accept that, although I think this is, our bylaws are written and they're way too onerous and restrictive and require too much, but you have to, if you're going to have a membership meeting, you have to send out a postcard. If you're going to have, if you're going to have a PMB meeting or an LSB meeting, you have to send them a notice by email or by some direct individual means, because they are the people who are reasonably expected to have an interest in attending the meeting. And that's what this particular motion does not meet that standard. And so I say unless we have a written opinion from Mr. Krigler with what the issues are, what is our issue, does it meet that particular standard, then I'm going to be voting no on this again, even though I strongly believe we have to revise our meeting requirements. And we have, fortunately, hopefully, another cycle of bylaws amendments, and this can be tweaked in such a way that it meets that standard. Thank you.
Benito.
Brian here.
And Brian.
Okay, well, I basically agree with what Lydia just said, and I interpret this amendment as an attempt at a slick way of getting away with not giving notice to the people that are most concerned with a particular kind of meeting, i.e. the members. And so how could someone possibly argue that by simply putting notice on the website or by putting out a PSA, you're giving notice of a meeting? Instead of sending, as Lydia said, sending the email or the snail mail notice, whatever it is. Anybody and their mother knows that that is not a democratic way how to function. So as I said earlier about the other amendment, this also is an undemocratic, actually it's an opportunist attempt to design some undemocratic means to hold meetings and get things decided without the membership being involved. That is opportunism in addition to being undemocratic.
Right.
So I think there's a problem that this is trying to address that I agree we need to address, but it's creating other problems. The problem we need to address is that our bylaws have a really onerous requirement.
Information. Sorry, Brian, for the previous speaker.
Please don't interrupt me. The bylaws have a really onerous requirement for the number of on-air notices we need to pay for things like meetings and when they need to be scheduled that we've never, to my knowledge, complied with. There's a lot of things in our bylaws we're not complying with now. Separately, the CPB and the Communications Act have requirements for what kind of notices we need to make to the public, which aren't written into our bylaws. Mm. We have to comply with them anyway, but it would be convenient to have them copied out in our bylaws. But what these revisions do is they take away our members' right to notice as voting members of the foundation and replace them with the CPB's requirements for the duty to notify the public at large. They're not the same thing. I'm afraid this could be the kind of thing that we have to send to a ballot of all 70,000 members of the foundation in order to complete the revision of. And I don't think it's the kind of thing we should vote on without review by both Communications Council and someone who knows corporations law in California.
Anyone else with a sec?
This is Kim. I just have a point of, I don't know, information. Since I motivated, I can only say whenever this is not the intention of this provision, for sure, was to not deny the public by any means. It was to be in compliance with the Communications Act and CPB.
And it's not.
There's an argument, and I don't have it all laid out in front of me to make that argument right now, so I don't know. But that certainly was not the intention to deprive the public. We are much more, we're much more engaged in wanting the public to be engaged and involved, so that's certainly not the intent of this amendment.
Anyone else with a stat? No one else for the stack? We'll now go to the vote. Okay, this is a vote that requires 12 affirmative votes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edwards Seabeck?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Tobin?
Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Jose Guerra?
No.
Lydia Brazan?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to abstain.
Lauren Jay?
I vote no.
Adriana Castaneda?
No.
Hank Lennon?
No.
Richard Hugel?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
I'm going to abstain.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Lee Roberts was no. Manny J. Saban?
Abstain.
Jim Brown?
No.
Vinny Fabian?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
One moment, please. Chair's vote is 3-11-4.
Chair not this voting? Okay. Sorry, motion failed. Excuse me, amendment failed.
Correct.
Next item we have on the agenda is the foundation name change, number 9. We have 10 minutes. Would any of the sponsors want to motivate this amendment?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I am going to explain what my intent is, and then I think everyone should vote no on it. Okay, so in my cut-and-paste efforts, I see I left out a vital sentence that defeats the purpose. So, but I'll tell you the purpose, because we're going to have a second cycle of bylaws, and therefore I will be bringing this back. Since the beginning of time, that means since these bylaws were passed, we have been having illegal phone meetings. That is to say, we have been having regular PMB meetings and calling them special meetings. And when you try to have the special meetings, it really doesn't work. Sometimes they really are special. Like
sorry. Point of order?
Yes.
We're on the foundation name change amendment, Lydia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, well, then, I can't motivate that one, but I can speak to it.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought we were back on the
foundation name change. We got 10 minutes on this one. No one who's to motivate that one? Well,
can you read the motion?
Does anyone have the motion in front of them? That amendment agrees?
Brian, I have it.
Yes.
To change Article 1, Section 1, name from reading, the name of this corporation is Pacifica Foundation, to reading, the name of this corporation is Pacifica Foundation Radio.
Okay.